Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Happy New Year for one thing. Glad you can be with us. If you want to call in and visit, that's fine. I'm going to catch up on a few things. We had just a really fun previous hour, and we'll have some stuff on DirtDoctor.com for you within the next couple of days that you'll want to see. We had a falconer here, Roger Crandall, and Roger brought in a Harris's hawk and beautiful, beautiful bird. And we talked about controlling problem birds and some things I think you'll be really interested in. It'll be on our podcast for you, so you can hear that. And also got a little quick video of him, and we'll put that on our website as well. I got to hold him myself. I love birds, but I really, really like raptors a lot. They're just fantastic birds. And if you want to learn more about the person that was here and his specific birds and everything, they've got a really nice website. You can go and check it out. It's faltechbirdcontrol.com, and it's F-A-L-T-E-C-H birdcontrol.com. We'll put a link there. Judy, my wife and I have been talking about grackles quite a bit because we live in East Dallas, and there are a couple of intersections. In fact, I was noticing some others when I drove over to the studio today that are just covered with thousands or tens of thousands of birds, grackles, and it's a mess. It's really a problem. And so these hawks and people that handle the hawks and the falcons and all can be a real benefit. He was telling how all that works, and I think those of you that have had a problem with that issue, I would strongly recommend going to this website, faltechbirdcontrol.com, and get some help. And he said that it's very effective, and I'm sure it is. The other announcements, there's several things that are coming up here in the future this year that I think you'll be interested in. The first one is going to be in McAllen, Texas, and it's going to be one about improving the soil and fertilizing and growing crops and all that kind of thing from an agricultural standpoint. It's the seminar, two-day seminar that's going to be put on by Texas Plant and Soil Lab, our friends down in Edinburgh. The event is actually going to be in McAllen. In a hotel there, you can get information on their website, or you can go to the banner ad that's on DirtDoctor.com, the TPNSL banner ad there, and it'll take you to all the details about what the situation is, what it costs, and room reservations and all that. If you are in the business, I'd recommend it highly. I'll be there, not speaking. I'm just going to be there meeting and talking to people about what we're up to and answering any questions I can and listening to the speakers. They've got a real good lineup of speakers talking about all kinds of related subjects. So check all that out. Texas Plant and Soil Lab Seminar, February the 2nd and 3rd. And then February the 19th, we're having a cooking class. We're having a cooking class downtown Dallas in the farmer's market. While you're there, you can find out about buying some of that good raw milk and cheese and grass-fed meats and that sort of thing. But what the cooking class is, Amanda Love contacted me. She's our nutrition writer and friend and called the Barefoot Cook. And she contacted me about teaming up to do an event some time ago, and it has been put together. It will be Saturday, February the 19th from 10 o'clock until 3. And there's a cost, but you get a bunch of stuff with it to where it's a heck of a deal. So check it out. The purple button on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com will give you all the information. If you don't have a computer and want to make a reservation, you can call the telephone number, 214-365-0606. And that's where you can sign up to be down there. You'll get a book, an autographed copy of my organic manual, a bag of products, various products that I recommend. There'll be some of those in the gift package, the latest version of the basic organic program, and a bunch of other stuff. So check all that out, and I hope you can join us for the cooking class February the 19th. I'll be talking about growing crops and some of the new bare-rooted techniques. I'm going to talk about a lot. I'm going to show you pictures, and we'll probably have some actual plants there, and I'll show you how to bare root fruit trees, pomegranates, ornamental plants too. You know, it's all the same techniques, but I'll actually show you how that works and talk about some of the products that we're recommending in the program that we're recommending now that has morphed and evolved and been refined into something that's gotten easier and simpler and more cost effective. And then, of course, Amanda will take over and talk about cooking, how to do it, and show you how to do it. And there'll be a lunch included in the deal, and just a lot of fun. So I look forward to everybody being there. We also had a guest on at the beginning of the show that you'll want to hear, and you can go to her website and get more information on this. It's about raw milk. There has revved up a new controversy about raw milk, and that is from the people who do pasteurized milk. In other words, the big milk industry out there. They're running radio ads and doing websites and all kind of things, bad-mouthing raw milk and trying to scare people about it being dangerous and yada, 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 which, of course, it's not. And it's so far superior, in my humble opinion. It's unbelievable. Not only the raw milk, but the cheese that's made from the raw milk. In fact, as soon as the show's over here, I'm going to be easing down to the farmer's market to buy some raw cheese and some other things. So it's big on my list, and we need to help out any way we can. Judith is you can hear her interview and her talk on the podcast of the first hour on DirtDoctor.com. She's the executive director of the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. And you can read about it all there. You can also go to TexasRealMilk.org or the Weston A. Price Foundation's website and get information about this whole brewing controversy here about raw milk. Shouldn't be a controversy at all. Raw milk should be able to be purchased easier than it is. It's easier to get the cheese than it is the milk. There's all kinds of restrictions about buying it on the ranch where it's produced and all that kind of thing. And hopefully we can help them make it more available and get more ranchers into doing this this raw milk business. I highly, highly recommend it. And then the other event that's coming up is April the 2nd, and it's filling up, so you need to jump on board on it pretty fast, too. It's going to be an event where I am speaking. It's second annual, third annual, 15th annual. I don't know how many they've done. This is the second one I've done with Marty Whittaken and her team at the Plano Center in Plano, Texas on April the 2nd. Herb Fest 2011, and Doug Kaufman and a lot of great speakers are going to be there. I'm going to be talking about my side of things, growing herbs and edible crops again with the organic program, and be there to meet and greet and talk about stuff. So hope to see you at all those events. Seems like there's one I'm missing. Another thing for those of you that are in the industry – listening across the country, we have a new company called the Natural Organic Warehouse, and we're making products available out there in cities and states where the organic things that I talk about, the organic basic tools, Garrett Juice and Garrett Juice Plus and dry molasses and the Bio Wash and other, you know, basic tools, the Thrive product, the Microbe product, and other things, making those available. And if you want to find out more about that, just go to naturalorganicwarehouse.com. We've got a friend in Arbor's coming back to town that you've heard on the show here, Peter Wild, and he's going to be bringing some of the tools that he uses to inject this new pest control product, and I've got to get the information out to people. I didn't know how soon it was going to be available. Some of the people in the valley, organic growers, were interested in this neem product, which can be applied to trees with an injection system. We're going to be doing that and putting it on video and putting it on the website for you, but also using it as a spray, a really good, powerful organic pest control product. And I'll tell you more about that as we go. 866-444-3478. Give us a call. One of the most common communications I receive is how great planting is after using Alpha Biosystems Thrive. There's a lot of other products on the market that have Thrive in the name, but be sure that the one you get is the one I'm talking about. It's alphabiosystems.com, the website. That telephone number for information is 888-265-7929. Great for all your plants, but especially plants that aren't doing as well as you would like. Thrive.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here, and I have a recommendation. It's a recommendation that may seem out of the ordinary for an organic gardening guy, but not really. Health is my subject, and hearing is a very important part of your health. Affordable Hearing is my recommendation. They have offices in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. And they'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help your schedule. They have a hearing helpline that you can use anytime or use it to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing test and let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home, believe it or not. Just try it out for a week. There's no charge or obligation. It's Affordable Hearing. It's 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, that's even more reason to call Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We got wide open lines, so jump on here and let's talk about gardening and anything else you'd like to talk about, your green living in general. We've got some cold weather coming in. You better get your floating row cover ready. I'm going to be probably putting a little bit out over some of the onions, and some I'm not going to do, just to see what the difference is going to be. Got a lot of stuff growing in the garden, and I don't know if I'm going to cover up very much of it or not. We've had a mild winter so far, but it's about to change, about to have a little cold weather and some snow. Phone number, I guess I ought to give it to you, is 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Back to this issue of the bare root planting, I've planted a lot of stuff now, bare-rooted, and one of them is really unusual, I'll tell you about. But what we just recently did, we had a local tree company called Chambersville Tree Farm come and plant some additional trees, experimental trees at our in our gardens. We planted a pretty good-sized trident maple, one that I recommend for people across the country out there. It's just a great maple, really tough, beautiful fall color. And we planted a cambi oak, which is one that keeps its apparently is going to keep its red leaves all winter. They're still on the tree. You can see photographs of all these in the blog on dirtdoctor.com, and I'll be adding additional shots so you see the whole process. We planted a couple of crepe myrtles that were a little smaller than the other trees. And let me see what else we planted. We planted a Mexican white oak, and we planted a loquat leaf oak. And all of these were bare-rooted, some more than others. The trident had such a massive amount of roots that we got all the soil off of the roots on the outside border, several inches, probably 6-8 inches or better all the way around. You can see the shot of the big root ball on the blog, and then watered the plants in. Spread those roots out after you get all the soil off on the smaller trees. We totally bare rooted; no soil was left on the roots of the crepe myrtles and the smaller plants at all. And that gives you the ability to spread those roots out, let them radiate out properly instead of being wound up in a ball so much right at the stem. And then when you backfill with the native soil, no amendments at all, no new sandy loam or peat moss, or of course I don't recommend peat moss anything, or compost or anything goes in the hole except the soil that comes out of the hole when it's dug. The soil locks around all those roots that you've spread out, and you get all this root-to-soil contact, and all that surface area of contact creates a situation where the tree can still move a little bit, which we want it to do, but you don't have to even consider staking the trees, which we don't recommend anyway. But it's one of the great benefits of bare rooting, and I was talking to Bob Webster on his show this morning about some of the plants that we know of. His partner, one of the callers that I've had on the show on Sunday, our own experimentation, the plants will grow far better if they're bare-rooted than if they're just planted with the soil ball in the conventional way. And we're kind of surprised about that. We thought, well, hopefully they'll live. And the fellow that was a guest on the show a year or so ago up in Cincinnati, who probably has done more bare rooting of large trees than anybody, after hearing all that and doing a couple and having a couple of mistakes in the beginning that some of the companies we were working with made, not keeping them wet enough was the main thing, the roots, the bare roots. We thought that it'd probably work about as good. Well, the truth is it works a whole lot better. We're seeing trees grow twice as fast, twice as big in the same period of time, or greater, sometimes three times better, if they're bare-rooted than if they're planted left bald and burlapped or left in the soil that comes out of a container. The most interesting story that I wanted to tell you about was that we're doing some construction, a bunch of construction, at home. The swimming pool was leaking, fell apart, deck was falling apart, so we're basically redoing everything there. There were three rough leaf viburnum, which is a big viburnum, has leaves that are, oh gosh, they're anywhere from 4 to 8 inches, 10 inches long, especially when they get mature. There's some big, beautiful ones at the botanical gardens in Fort Worth. As you go down the steps, those of you that live in Fort Worth or go to Fort Worth, when you go down the steps to the big formal rose garden, the two evergreen shrubs that flank those stairs as you're going down a rough leaf viburnum, and it's a great plant that's not used nearly enough. Well, I had three in the backyard where all this construction was going on. I told the concrete contractor when they got to the point where they were near these plants to pop them out of the ground. Not worry about it. Just bare room, or take them out of the ground, stick them over in a wash tub full of water, which they did. And then I commenced to forget about them. And I remembered them 4 days later, that they were around the side of the house in the shade in water and had been sitting there for four or five days. And the leaves still looked okay on them, so I took them. We've got an intern working with us on some of this experimental stuff, and Shay planted them in some newly prepared soil at the office. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that project when we come back, too. They look great. They haven't missed a beat. The foliage looks great, and I'll tell you more when we come back.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit Aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special of 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount, free same-day shipping, and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by going to Aquasana.com. That's A-Q-U-A-S-A-N-A.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some Green Living do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring Green Living home improvement projects.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you. Greg and I were just talking about if I'd been smart enough to shoot shots with my iPhone, I could have maybe already had the Harris Hawk shots up on the website for you, but I shot them with my little camera. Greg got a shot with his phone, so we may get at least one photograph up for you today, and then we'll get some other shots in the video up for you as quickly as we can. Open line for you at 1-866-444-3478. We're going to have a seminar with also, I don't know that I'm going to be able to invite a whole bunch of people, a couple of my friends from the industry probably, and then we'll put some video and photographs up on the website after Peter Wild, my friend who is the arborist from Boston, comes to town. He's going to be here in a couple of weeks, and he has developed an injection tool to inject. They have a big problem with some exotic insects. They're hitting certain species of trees up there in the Northeast and really doing a lot of damage. And he's an organic guy for the most part, completely organic personally, but he started using this gun to inject chemical pesticides into the tree. He came up with the philosophy that it would be better to do that than to spray toxic chemicals all over the place, which I agree with. But I was giving him a little bit of a hard time about it the first time I met him. We spoke together at a seminar in Wisconsin. And other organic people were as well. And he said that he was working on something new. Well, it worked out. He was dealing with a company that does an organic beer. And these people that have this organic beer wanted to grow their own hops and grains with organic techniques. And they couldn't, for some reason, there was some pesticide that was used in growing hops that they were having trouble getting away from. And he came up, or they came up, with a neem source and a real high-quality dry neem product. And so Peter started experimenting with it, making it into a liquid and injecting it into the trees instead of the toxic chemical that he was using. And lo and behold, it worked great. And now he wants us to help spread the word about this tool. What he did, he took a great big vaccination gun that I think is probably used for livestock, and he adapted it for injecting material into a tree. And this neem has a couple of interesting things about it. One is that it has more active ingredient, more power in the first place than the liquid products on the market. Plus, Peter taught me something that I didn't know, and that was that neem has the liquid neem products have a short shelf life. So you can go buy a neem product and use it, and it may not have any more pesticide power than water. And this new powder form of neem will be on the market. It already is on the market, but it's not in every place. It's just starting to be rolled out, and we're going to help with that. But also make available these guns. So anybody listening that's a landscape contractor or an arborist that would be interested in this technology, let us know, and we'll help you out with that. It's probably something that will be part of our wholesale distribution company, the Natural Organic Warehouse. But when Peter is in town and doing the demonstrations on how to use it and all that kind of thing, I will make sure that we get that on video and get some shots and have it available to everybody on the website on dirtdoctor.com. And one of the most common questions I get is from people in Colorado or some other area where there's a whole lot of pine beetle or in the Northeast, it's an adelgid, and other places it's a certain kind of borer, a moth. And depending on where you are, there's different kinds of insect problems. They're really, really tough to control. And this neem not only has insecticidal powers, but it also has disease-fighting capability. So some of the really tough diseases like Dutch elm disease and the oak wilt that we deal with down here, although the sick tree treatment and some of the things that we do for the soil, for the most part, will take care of it. But if we've got an organic product that we can inject into trees and shut down something, right at that moment that's already infected the plant, that's a pretty big deal. So we'll have that information for you as well. And if you're in the industry and want more information quicker, just contact us through the Natural Organic Warehouse. One of the things that will happen that I didn't mention earlier, when the Texas Plant and Soil Lab has their seminar down in McAllen, one of my partners who's in the growing business is going to be there. I'm not 100% positive of this, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be there. Lance Chastain, and he's the one that is the blueberry grower, and he's going to be there talking to people about how he worked with Texas Plant and Soil Lab on soil tests, tissue sample tests, water tests, and everything, and how that was a really integral part of his organic production of these incredible blueberries, which by the way, when he started, everybody told him he couldn't do it. They all said it couldn't be done. You couldn't grow blueberries in that part of Kansas. And not only did he do it, but they're the biggest, most delicious blueberries you've ever seen. The crop, a very large percentage of the crop, the blueberries were the size of nickels, and that's a big blueberry. Some were the size of quarters, but it was just a few of those. So anyway, if you come, you get to meet him, and I'll be down there. That's February the 2nd and 3rd, and that information is on the website, Texas Plant and Soil Lab, and their banner ad is right there on the right-hand side, along with a lot of the other advertisers that we deal with and that you hear me talk about all the time. Those things rotate. Whenever you go to a different page in Dirt Doctor, the various ones are popping up for you. And a lot of the questions that we get are, where do you get that thing you were talking about or that service that you were talking about? And for the most part, they are all right there. One of the things that we recently did with one of our new companies we're working with, Complete Land Sculpture in Dallas, a company that's learning the natural organic approach, they did the bed preparation like my current recommendations are, and that's something that continues to evolve. I think it frustrates folks some that I continue to change what I recommend, but I change when I come up with something that works better. And the current bed preparation that they did at our experimental gardens, they did for us and did some planting that I'll tell you about as well. But the bed preparation was to take off the turf. And by the way, that reminds me, our latest newsletter was about this, about the bed preparation. And if you didn't get it, if you don't get our newsletter, you can see that newsletter on the website. Everybody has access to it. As soon as it goes out, we put it on the website as well. If you want it sent to you, and some other things we do from time to time, and all you have to do is send us an email. Send an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. But one of my instructions in the written form of this bed preparation that this company just did in this new planting is to scrape away the existing grass. When they first started doing it, they were digging out several inches of soil. And I said, hey, I'm going to save you a bunch of money here. You don't need to do that. All we need to do is get the rhizomes and the stolons out. You don't need to get the roots of grass out when you prepare a new bed. A lot of people don't realize that. The reproductive part of a grass plant is only the stems. It's not the roots. And the stems are the rhizomes and the stolons. The rhizomes are the stems that are underground, just in the top couple of inches, and the stolons are the ones that are laying up on top of the ground that you see so much with St. Augustine grass. If you have St. Augustine grass, scraping it off means simply get a hoe and just kind of chop the first inch or two off and use a mattock or a hoe or a flat shovel or something like that and literally scrape the top off. I talk to contractors often, and not that many of them take me up on this because the device is big and heavy to use. And so unless it's a pretty big project, a sod cutter is maybe not the best way to go, but it works perfect because you can set a sod cutter at a depth of 1.5 to 2 inches, take that off, reuse that sod if you want to or need some grass somewhere else, and you've taken off all the reproductive part of the grass, and then you're ready for the new amendments to come in. Well, if you don't dig out much native soil, which I recommend that you do, is not dig out much, you put your new amendments, compost, rock powders, sugars, on top of that existing soil, till that material into the existing soil, whether you have sand or heavy, dark clay, it doesn't matter, any kind of soil. That creates a raised bed because you've brought in a whole bunch of new material that is going to create a fluffed up raised bed that's maybe, it's going to be somewhere between 6 and 8 inches raised. And that's exactly what you want. So it drains better. The only time that doesn't work is if creating that raised level would block the drainage, the water coming across that area and create a, you know, standing water, a perched water table, a drainage problem, wet feet on some plants or something like that. So you have to use some common sense. But for the most part, 99% of the projects, you can simply put the material on top of that bare soil, till it into the bare soil, moisten it, and then, like we've been talking quite a bit already, bare root the plants, make sure that they're soaking, sopping wet, totally hydrated, plant those bare roots in the new bed, and go on your way. Well, we'll take a quick break here. If you want to call, that's fine. And if not, I'm going to keep harping away about this because it's very, very important for those of you getting into growing anything, whether it's vegetables or herbs or landscaping plants. And we'll talk about the specific ingredients that I recommend that are in that newsletter. If you want to get it in black and white, just go to dirtdoctor.com and pull up the latest newsletter. And if you want future newsletters, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. Number's 866-444-3478. And go to Facebook also. We've got some of the latest things that I'm talking about there, and it's real easy to find some of these major subjects that I talk about. I'll be back right after this.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Well, as most of you know, I have a new dog. His name is Tater, and he's great. He makes me laugh every day. That's one of my favorite things about dogs. Got him from the SPCA. He's on the Munster Natural Dog Foods. We have all of them because I'm always trying to find out which ones are the best for different kinds of dogs, different breeds, different sizes. And all I can tell you right now is that Tater and Hannah, who we've had for a longer period of time, like all of them. The green bag for normally active dogs, the red bag for mothers, athletes, and puppies, and even the new chicken and rice formula that doesn't have corn or wheat. The only one I don't really use is the blue bag, which is for the older and slower dogs. We don't have any of them right now. They're all great. Give them a try. You can find them at your local store. If not, check MunsterMilling.com or go to DirtDoctor.com for Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable Steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. Affordable Steel outdoor power equipment is only available at your servicing Steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices are CDC BME SRP, available at participating dealers.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It's spring and the rabbits are back dining on your plants, flowers, and vegetables. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to protect their gardens. It's Rabbit Scram, America's finest rabbit repellent. Rabbit Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Rabbit Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Rabbit Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers or visit rabbitscram.com. Rabbit Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Howard back with you, and save that number 1-866-444-3478, same one we use on the Saturday and Sunday shows. The bed preparation in detail goes like this. Like I said, in general, what we use are three basic components: compost, rock, and sugar. In the compost area is compost itself, and then some kind of an organic fertilizer could be in that category too. Some people like to use dry molasses as the fertilizer, which I do in a lot of cases, but you may want to use a compost-based fertilizer in the compost area. I also put the mulch in the compost segment. As you finish planting, you cover the bare soil with a good quality shredded mulch. You can use pine needles, not pine bark, but pine needles, shredded tree trimmings, or a partially completed compost. And the partially completed compost or completed compost is what I use around real small little transplants or little seedlings as they come up. And the shredded, heavier textured material goes around the more woody plants. In all cases, though, you don't pile the mulch up on the stems of the plants, just on out on the roots of the plants. The second major category is rock, ground-up rock that's different from the base rock on the property. So if you live in East Texas and you have iron ore, you can use anything besides iron ore rock. You don't need to use iron ore because it's there. If you live at the base of a volcano, you don't need volcanic rock. You do other kinds of rocks. if you live in a place where you have just white limestone like we have, just about any other kind of rock works great. And what we specifically use, and it would work with pretty much everybody listening out there, are things like lava sand. Zeolite is probably my number one recommendation now because it's so universal and does so many great things. Green sand I put in the rock category, although it's not really rock that's broken down into little bitty pieces. It's more of a marine deposit. It has a lot of organic matter in it and a lot of trace minerals in it, but it fits into this rock category. Decomposed granite is something that I put in my bed preparation now that I think is very important. I put about a half inch across the surface. It's also used for paving systems, so people get a little bit confused about why it would be good in beds, but it's great. It has a little bit of clay in it. It has the granite in it. It has potassium. It has a lot of trace minerals and does some good things that some of the other rock materials don't do. Some people like expanded shale. I'm getting to where I'm less and less insistent in pushing that product because one of the main reasons it's pushed is to keep the soil real loose and friable and everything, and I got a better way for you to go on that. Now, if you use it, it's fine. I don't have a problem with it, but it's not as high on my list as it used to be. It is a man-made product. It's a byproduct of making the lightweight concrete and those kind of products. So, if you do want to use it, I'm not going to scold you, and it does have some good qualities. If you could get iron ore, rock, if you're in alkaline soils, it'd be a good thing to get. It'd be great. So, in other words, any kind of rock that's different from your base rock is kind of the thought process there. If it's volcanic in nature and you're not in a volcanic soil area, the volcanic materials are very, very important. Sharp sand and concrete sand and regular sand, cushion sand like they use under concrete and stuff like that, stay away from all that stuff. Not only is it a waste of money and doesn't do you any good, it's negative. It gives you a negative result. It can actually help turn the soil into more of a concrete-like condition. And now, so those are the first two categories, the compost and the rock. The third is sugar. And that was the one that surprises people the most when they haven't heard this talk at all. The sugars, number one in my category, in my list, is dry molasses. Liquid molasses can be used to spray it on or pour it on, but the dry molasses has some benefits that the liquid doesn't have. It has some soy and some other things in it, other than just the sugar. White sugar can be used. Any kind of old sugar that you've got around can help. It stimulates in a very fast fashion the microbes in the soil. You can also use cornmeal in the sugar category, and I recommend it. A whole ground cornmeal not only converts to sugar real quickly and functions as a sugar in your soil, but has disease-fighting capabilities. That's proven very powerful, and I recommend it. Somebody was asking me yesterday about how to control damping off in seedlings when they start growing, your vegetables and flowers and various kinds of things. Well, nothing works better as those little seedlings start to grow than to sprinkle a light dusting of cornmeal across the bed. If you put a little bit in the soil, make whole ground cornmeal, it'll be okay. If you put too much, the corn gluten part of the cornmeal will give you some problems with your germination. So just be careful about that. To be perfectly safe, don't put the cornmeal on until the seedlings have germinated and are growing. Well, I've enjoyed being with you today. You can see our Harris Hawk friend and Robert Crandall, the falconer that was with me, on our website. Probably later today, we got a couple ideas how we can speed all that up. DirtDoctor.com is the website, our newsletter. Send us an email. Send it to info@DirtDoctor.com, and it's free. It'll come to you every week sometime around Tuesday. And we'll talk to you tomorrow on the show. Give us a call tomorrow at 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, signing off.